With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new poll shows President Biden's approval rating hovering just above his all-time low.
According to a new Gallup poll, Americans' approval of President Biden's job performance has edged down 3 percentage points to 38%, just 1 point shy of his all-time low. President Biden also registered shoddy approval ratings for his handling of 5 key issues facing the United States, including a new low of 28% on immigration, as well as scores ranging from 30% to 40% for the economy, the situation in Ukraine, the war between Israel and the Iran-backed Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, and other foreign affairs. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, as the November election grows closer, President Biden will make a trip to the southern border the same day that President Trump will visit. The Biden administration continues its efforts to block the state of Texas from stopping the deluge of illegal immigrants from entering the state. But Texas border security has drastically decreased the number of illegals crossing over. Instead of visiting Arizona, where the deluge continues with thousands of illegals coming into the country each day, Joe Biden will visit Brownsville, Texas, where few illegals can be seen. A teen illegal immigrant accused of opening fire on police in Times Square earlier this month is being indicted on attempted murder charges. 15-year-old Jesus Rivas Figueroa is being charged as an adult, accused of trying to shoot a security guard after he and two others were stopped for stealing. Rivas Figueroa, who came to the country from Venezuela last year, was living in a city shelter on the Upper West Side, was tracked down in Yonkers. This is SRN News. A controversial statue is coming to Texas.
The University of Houston will display Witness by artist Shahia Sikander on campus from now until the end of October. The statue is an 18-foot-tall female figure bearing goat horns and tentacles that are somehow reminiscent of certain pagan deities. The artist says the figure is designed to honor the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her support for abortion. The unusual statue raised eyebrows last year when it was displayed in New York City. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota's Republican majority legislature opposes a planned ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. The House and Senate have both overwhelmingly approved a resolution rebuking the ballot measure. Another bill under consideration would allow initiative petition signers to remove their signatures. This is SRN News. The Boeing Company takes steps to improve its safety culture.
Government and aviation industry experts say Boeing has made some strides toward improving its safety culture, but employees could still be the subject of retaliation for reporting issues. That's one of the findings in a report presented Monday to the FAA. The experts say that when it comes to safety, there's a disconnect between Boeing's senior management and workers. The experts add that safety training and procedures at Boeing change so often that it leads to confusion among employees. Safety at Boeing is being re-examined after last month's blowout of an emergency door panel on an Alaska Airlines jet. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities are responding to the home of Donald Trump Jr. after he received a threatening letter with an unidentified white powder inside. More details at SRNnews.com.